You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
We are live, and this is Mickey Knox, and this is When It After Dark. So, the song you just heard is Jill Scott, Say Thank You. I implore you to check that out. Help me through a hard days. So this show is gonna be completely shorter than usual. Mainly because I just want
to have shit to talk about. Oh, that's me. I just wanted to come in like that.
Yeah, you can. You can. So this is what we'll call a promo show. Okay, so listen here. You guys, I'm very OCD, so I check out analytics and stuff like that. And I see you guys listening, but I'm going to start implementing stuff on my Facebook page, as in, if you are independent artist, again, if you are a independent artist, if your stuff is on SoundCloud somewhere, send it to me.
Taking my ideas.
I'm not.
If you listen to my last show, that's what I said. She took them all. No, I'm just playing. It was actually her idea first. I claimed it though.
You know, people always be like, "Hey, you took my idea." It's kind of a music centered show. Not really. It's whatever I want to talk about. But, you know, everybody know I love music. But, I have Blended After Dark Park podcast on Facebook. That is the page that I run. I post a lot of SoundCloud artists on there, independent artists. So I would like for you guys to either find that page on Facebook.com, Blended After Dark, or just hit me up on IG at L_. I don't even know my IG name.
Mickey Knox Presente. I'm sitting there in a chair. Blunted. That's a name.
You know what? I think I should start. This show should be called Sabotage.
Oh. Okay.
Sabotage.
I make your show good. Because they going to be like, dang, where Millie Mills at? You going to be like, dang, she ain't here. They're going to be like, damn.
Anyway, get my DMs, L_PresidenteKnox. And shoot me some music so I can start using y'all in my, you know, my intro, my outro, and stuff like that. Also, I'm going to be doing, question and answer shows, every other shows. As well, my show, and a Blind Chick, will be on every 2 weeks. So those are the announcements that I would like to make. As of now, everything else I'll probably put on my IG or on my Facebook page. Everything is connected, even though they have different names. So just look out for that.
We promote each other. That's kind of like, we promote each other. Like I promote her.
And I'm also looking for people who can print my shirts and with glow in the dark ink. I need some merch printed up. So you guys can hit me up with that also. At Blunter, that's BLUNTER. After is abbreviated AFT. Dark, DARK at gmail.com. If I spelled that wrong, you can look on my websites and, on my social media and get it together. Anyway. So, on the way over here all day, I was thinking, like, what am I going to talk about? Because it's been kind of boring after Election Day. Even though Election Day was cool, It wasn't crazy.
Hey, and our brother was on her show, both our shows, but on her show last week, and he worked the poles. And I talked to him. Shout out to Antoine, the one with the hair on Instagram. He said that they had over 400 voters.
And thank you. Thank you, Michigan. Yeah. Thank and you, the district Detroit.
That
he did.
And that, you know, in Wayne County, that was really good. He said yeah. it was him. He's in his 30s, an older woman. And it was actually a girl that was 17 that worked the polls.
Oh, that's good. Because a know? Lot of, because yeah. like the first time I voted... I don't ever remember.
It was
remember.
All, with, like, yeah, when I spoke to him, he said it's older always people. Older people that work the polls. It's never none and, you know, younger people that work the polls. You know, it's mostly always older people. He said it was a few first-time voters.
That's good.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's
he
a
said
lot
it was,
of young people that was getting involved with this election, and I applaud all of you.
And you know you should because, okay, everybody goes out. And vote for president, but it really counts in your county and your state.
Exactly.
You know, because you live in your state. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what most people don't get about voting is that just like with everything, it starts with the foundation, right? So you can't only just go in voting for the president like, oh, the president's going to save me. Like,
because mm-hmm. it goes in steps.
Because it goes in steps.
Like you learn in elementary school. It goes in steps.
So if your foundation for your city or your state isn't in order or fighting for you or fighting for causes that are directly correlating to you and things that affect you, then you're not going to get any resolution once you get up to, you know, U.S. Congress and, you know, the president. That stuff is not going to matter because they're like, well, you put these people in power and they're fighting for you and this right. is not what they're bringing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, because I hate talking about politics, but some way I always talk about politics in some type of way. But, simply, I just wanted to talk about some stuff that was trending.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something, but I wanted to save it for your show. You know what I thought that was interesting? We were watching last night. We like to watch ID, Investigation Discovery. On
Well, actually, things. No. The real thing is I watch it to go to sleep.
Yeah, but a long time ago, I was, me and her mom was obsessed with it. Like, to the point where we were so obsessed, her and her sister would be like, are you guys trying to plot a murder? Because we're not understanding why you guys are so obsessed with ID. But we were up to the point where I used to watch it. So I used to scare me because I used to watch it so much. But in any event, it was a story on this girl named Tiana or Tiandria. I think it was Tiana. And I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'm just going to touch bases. So basically, it was a domestic violence case. And her boyfriend her ex-boyfriend was stalking her and stalking her and stalking her. And the police in Connecticut, it was in Connecticut, never did anything. She would go. She filed a restraining order. He filed a restraining order just to be funny. So her dad installed cameras and all this type of stuff. So in any event, she ended up passing away because he stabbed her. And all these things that she was telling on him, the police was like, oh, no, nothing's going to happen to you. He's just obsessed with you. But it led to him killing her. So mm-hmm. she's the reason why. So it's called the Tiana Foundation in Connecticut. And she's the reason why the GPS systems can track people. You know, like if you have missing people or something like that, she's the reason why. So say, for instance, Mickey over here wanted to murder me or she was stalking me. I could give the police her phone number or whatever phone number I can track and the police can track whenever she's around me. She's the reason why that was invented. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
That was just something trendy. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
that actually is cool though.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go into this. So CNN, oh God, why am I doing this to myself? CNN has reported that Florida County collects uncounted ballots left in a mail facility.
How many?
They didn't say how many. This is what they say. They say that the elections board in Florida's Miami-Dade County, which if you look at Miami-Dade, that is a primarily urban community,
okay,
has collected a set of mysterious ballots in the Opa-locka mail facility after Democrats raised concerns about the uncounted votes. The uncounted ballots has emerged as one of the many battles of the fiercely contested Florida elections that moved this weekend into a recount phase. Susie Trudy, a spokesperson for the country's supervisor of elections, told CNN that there were 266 ballots in the shipment that the vote will not be counted. Florida law requires all ballots to arrive at the election facility by 7 p.m. on election day, and these ballots didn't meet that standard.
That is really ignorant.
The Florida recount is now official, and here's how it will work. The U.S. Postal Service said in a statement on Friday that it was in close coordination and partnerships with election officials and on the local level, state level, county level. But as of Sunday morning, it still did not confirm ballots had not been provided in time to the election officials. By law, all ballots for federal races must be kept by an election board for up to 22 months after election, which means the ballots will not be destroyed and could be theoretically bought into a potential court case. Before the county announced the collection of the uncounted ballots, Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's attorney, Mark Elias, mentioned them specifically as a concern as Nelson's team looks to see if the recount process could swing the final vote in favor of his opponent, Rick Scott. GOP governor Rick Scott.
But that was really ignorant. I don't believe that things are just not
okay. All I have to say about this is Florida. You are the
like Miss T said, trifling ass Florida.
I was the first of all. I was about to say like Florida. What? Ever since Bath Salts was invented there, bro, y'all been doing some crazy stuff. Like, why, though? Why? Every time it's a recount, it's in Florida.
Somebody getting found in a bayou or something like this.
Somebody running on the freeway. Somebody left a kid at somebody else's door. Like, what is the problem? I'm over it. Okay, whatever. This is all just so horrible. I thought I wanted to read trending topics, but then I said, "Anna, okay." So let's talk about Agent Orange.
So what is Agent Orange for people that don't know?
It was a bomb that was let off in Vietnam.
Yes.
And that's why some people call Donald Trump Agent Orange.
Right. Agent Orange is a very bad thing. My grandfather actually had Lou Hopkins lymphoma came from. He was in Vietnam.
Developed from the Agent Orange bomb.
Yeah.
So who cares? I don't even want to read this.
That's how it was about like Donald Trump. He's the bomb, so next.
Exactly. Donald Trump
is the bomb.
Is the bomb. And whatever. I don't care. Lil Wayne, no, I don't care.
Why we can't talk about Papa?
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Yes, it's Papa.
Okay, so I can't talk to you about Lil Wayne because you haven't heard the Carter Five.
I mean, I've heard some stuff on the Carter Five.
Okay, what you heard? Uproar.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know what?
But you know what?
Dog my papa, but Lil Wayne has came from. What I love about Lil Wayne, I love a couple things about. The first and foremost thing I love about Lil Wayne that he take care of his kids. I love that about him, that he takes care of his children.
I love that he's going to be a damn legend just because he Lil Wayne.
Just because he can.
But he has, because if you think about it, he's been out for so long.
I mean, but you have to look at it in a different aspect. Like, because if you really want to be honest, Lil Wayne ain't nothing but like. What? Like Michael Jackson. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but.
But if, just rapping.
Because if you come and think about it, he's been out for so long.
Because look at how long it took for this, for him. Like, it didn't take long for him to get famous, right? But look at the end of it, and then it's not even really the end of his career. Luckily, he did go through it quickly because he started so young.
Yeah, well, did he start like 14? Or was he younger than
Younger. He was 12.
Oh, okay.
So you got to look at it like he went through all the stuff these older artists went
through.
Young. So for you to have a art like two artists up under you like Drake and Nicki Minaj is making millions of dollars, and then people are like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Oh, we'll buy you a house in a Bentley.
Right.
Yay. And then you find
and then,
out.
You know, all the stuff that Lil Wayne been through, especially going on now in his career with the older people that, you know, helped him and things like that. That's really sad how you could. And then he didn't even get all his money that he was owed.
That's the, that was the thing that I wanted to talk about. Like, it's. That's what I mean about, like, people. And business. This is what I really wanted to talk about. Because it's like when you're starting a business and people feel like because you may be close to them or you may know them in a certain capacity and it went good and y'all worked together before. And this is how it should work. Like if we have a rapport, you should be able to trust me to a certain extent. But you never know what people's real intentions
are. Yeah, and I know he was young when he signed those contracts and things like that. And he was, you know, so he was 12 years trusting old, so and he didn't know. And he was from, you know, a certain area where that he wanted, you know, they were poor.
I mean, okay, let's just be honest. You're from an urban area. Who are you looking up to? You looking up to the drug dealers? Yeah. Are you looking up to the business
the
owners
or the people that's doing that came from your area that's doing
that's
more.
That's doing more. Like I said, the people who took the drug route or the people who actually own the business and they take care of their
but
family.
That just goes for when you older or you of age to know what you sign and read. You know, because not just him at 12, it's just it's everybody in the music industry or people in general, y'all signing these big contracts. And then y'all not reading the fine print because y'all gonna be asked out in the end.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta read and comprehend what y'all are reading because this can happen to anybody, not just somebody that's in the music industry.
First of all, it can happen to you in any aspect of business. So that's that. What's also been big and trending is two men shot into Nicki Minaj's dressing room when she was on a video shoot with Kanye West.
And what was
and
she
Tekashi
naked?
And Tekashi 6ix9ine.
She was naked.
She was at, well, probably so. She was at a video shoot.
I'm sure she didn't care.
What? They were shooting at her.
Oh, yeah. Shooting. Pow, pow.
Yeah, like pow, pow, pow.
Oh. Okay.
Not shooting a shot, but shooting at them.
I blacked out right there. Oh, shooting. Pow,
no,
pow.
No, like,
oh,
okay.
Damn.
So, BT reports on November the 8th, Tekashi 6ix9ine's video shoot featuring Kanye West and Nicki Minaj got dangerous when shots were fired at a Beverly Hills residence. Now, chilling surveillance of the footage has been released of the moment when the bullets went into Minaj's dressing room.
Oh.
It says, in the surveillance footage from Thursday night, it appears two men concealed in hooded tops got out of respective cars and attempted to enter the $80 million property through a gate that was locked. Of course, you know, TMZ got the footage, so you got to go there and watch that. Nicki hadn't arrived yet. And no one was injured, but Kanye was on set. But he left right after the shooting. And no one was hurt or injured.
Well, I'm glad for that.
I mean.
No, I'm saying I'm glad for that. Nobody got hurt or injured.
I am glad for that, but what is that serious?
A lot of things.
Really? To shoot somebody? At a video shoot where there's cameras.
Right. It's just kind of stupid.
It's an $80 million house. There's no cameras. Like, this is not the bling ring. Like,
that is true. It is.
It's cameras. 2018 and we not breaking into Paris Hilton's house. Like, this is not the bling ring, bro. Like, and they were shooting a video. So it was extra cameras. Like, ridiculous.
Okay. A little stupid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so this is something I actually read and found, and it was on Financial Times. And it was saying, music's Moneyball moment, and why is data the new talent scout? So, it's written by Michael Hand, and like I said, it's on Financial Times website. It's just basically talking about how versus, like, in a world of Spotify, YouTube, and Instagrams, like how algorithms are now determining how popular something is, or how popular an artist is, or even giving your artists, pushing them up to seem like they have more talent, you know, than they actually have, just because they have all of these numbers. That's a read that you would have to read yourself, because this is a long read. But I really want you guys to check it out, because it makes a lot of sense. Mainly because everything that was there, you know, like, okay, music is more than a $28 billion business at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like now they're just letting the insane run the asylum. Like, do whatever you want to do. Just do it. It's like, it's no A&R. It's the artist and repertoire. That's what A&R means. And that was just the person that groomed you, that showed you, like, hey, this is what you avoid. This is how you keep this looking like this. So it's just about how people can actually pay for, you know, their 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And also it goes back to a very famous quote by Andy Warhol that says, everybody in the future will experience 15 minutes of fame. So, that's very true. Let's see. Other than that, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? You done?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to talk about?
You know.
Wait a minute, bro. Hold on, so wait a minute. So, you mean tell me now. Sorry, I just found this. So you mean to tell me now, Facebook is now allowing videos with copyright writing music just so you can lip sync the music?
What?
That is stupid.
Wait a minute. So how Facebook be like, oh, I don't own the rights to this
music.
So you can. That's stupid.
Why?
Wait a minute. Did you know something? Speaking about social media. Why is there live porn on Instagram?
Because you can pay for it.
Keep your kids off Instagram while you talk about YouTube. What?
It's kids YouTube, though. Okay, but that's dumb, because they already made, what's that stupid one, TikTok? I only remember because of Kesha. TikTok. That app merged with Musical.ly, and this is too much. Like, cut all of that out, girl. Like, just, because y'all don't, I mean, like, really, Facebook is, you know why it's so stupid and absurd? Because why is Facebook and Instagram connected? But you can sing a whole day. You can make a 2-hour video on Instagram.
Yeah, but you can't do it on Facebook.
With music in the background. But as soon as you play 3 seconds on Facebook, they be like, mute. Who's working?
Or Facebook, what they say? Facebook is reviewing your video.
first of all, y'all need to work on them uploading the video because it takes 10,000 years when you doing more than I can't.
And
do
another
it.
Thing, hey, why is it that maybe I don't know how to do it, but for those of you that have apples out there. Now, she can upload, when she goes to Instagram to, like, upload, like, her podcast and stuff for Instagram, for the Instagram story, it pops up and says Instagram. On Apples, it doesn't pop up and say anything.
Because you guys have Apples. It figures that your iOS can tell people that, that you have posted it there.
But you can't even, like, copy and paste it on a thing, on a,
You can. I'm pretty. You can do everything else with it. You can do it. You just ain't figured it out yet. Okay. Don't worry. Stupid. We're gonna get this all together. You know what I'm saying? Our websites are coming soon. We have our business cards and stuff like that. Plug.
Oh, you want me to plug myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I record a blind chick before hers, and I go by Millie Mills, as y'all know, because I'm always on her show because she loves me. Mm-mm. And it's my country accent. I'm going to be like Nicki, but I don't know how to do her accent. Uh-uh. So I'm famous for my country accent, even though it don't sound like a country accent.
No, it doesn't.
But
totally wrong yet.
But I'm a blind chick. You can find me on Facebook at A Blind Chick. And you can find me on Instagram at @blindchick. And you can also, I'm going to be on iTunes and all that good stuff soon. And you can find everything that I talk about on my show on A Blind Chick. And
okay, yeah. Girl, you just was before me, so you get on. All right, you know, but you know what's crazy? Since we've been doing this podcast, which is so backwards, and I'm always very backwards, I stopped watching TV. So, like, it's like stuff that I need to talk about. I be like on Friday, like, oh, it's time to look at some stuff. Maybe I should look it up. And then I just watch YouTube all day. But then I think I'm going to just start talking about crazy stuff I find on YouTube. It's probably going to be the next episode because I find some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, once you go down a rabbit hole on YouTube, like, you cannot stop watching.
Stuff. Like, okay, like, seriously, we are obsessed with the Hall of Shame man.
Yes. What's his name? Rob Walsh.
Yeah, why? You are the Hall of Shame. Like, that's my favorite part of them. But it be some crazy people.
If it was me.
Oh, from Detroit on Hall of Shame.
If I could meet Rob Walsh, I would take a picture and draw a heart around him and kiss him.
Like, he is so cute. He'll follow you, like,
so
you going to keep going on people's bank accounts, huh? You're going to keep going to people's bank accounts, huh? And people be like, F you,
knocking
F
on
you.
That window.
Like, that car would be like, where you going? Like they be like, oh, you only ain't scared because you got them cameras behind you, dog. And he be like, whatever, dog. And it just, but if you ever get a chance, just go on YouTube and type in Rob Walsh because it is so funny. And then we're also obsessed with watching old clips of Cheaters.
Oh my God.
Excuse me.
The best cheater episode ever was when Joey got stabbed in the damn boat.
No.
And he thought he was going to die, so they had to hurry up and put
him on. No, I got two for you. One is when this girl, they went to a hotel and she caught her man in the hotel. He was cheating. He was had his new little sad girl in a jacuzzi. And this man had ramen noodles in the jacuzzi. Packs of ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah. I remember that episode. That episode was so old.
And so they walked in like, so this is a new way to make ramen noodles. What's so sexy about having ramen noodles all over your body?
And they was looking so stupid.
And then the second one was when the boyfriend was cheating with the auntie, and she said,
You better mind your own.
Yeah, when she starts singing at the end. No, that's the one I was about to talk about. When she, remember, she was coming to her niece's house having sex in the car in the garage when she went to work.
Right.
And then they finally caught up with her because he, you know, he finally decided to take the auntie side chick to a bar. And so the girlfriend pulled up. She had a whole song
she said,
ready.
This is what she said. She said, "You better mind your own business and stay the fuck out of mine. You better mind."
Oh, God, that was ignorant.
I said, what? We watched it five times back to back. Because I want to know, did she really have a song? But guess what? The boyfriend went with the auntie because the auntie had money. I'm telling you, watch Cheaters every weekend. It comes on, the new episodes, but it ain't nothing like the old episodes.
Oh,
it ain't
God,
nothing like
man.
The old episodes. I don't know. We're just obsessed with watching stuff like that. And then we also obsessed with watching To Catch a Predator.
I don't mess with To Catch a Predator because I done seen all of them. But I only watch them to go to sleep now. Isn't that so weird? I watch murderous stuff to go to sleep.
And I wake up with having nightmares and screaming in my...
I don't have dreams, so... no, seriously. I don't have, like, dreams when I go to sleep, so it really doesn't bother me. It's just boring, so...
I wonder how many people don't have dreams.
I would like that. I would like to
you
know
should
that.
Ask that question.
Yeah, like
how many people don't have dreams?
Am I weird because I don't have dreams? I'm
no, now you know what's weird. I didn't have dreams before I was. Now that I'm blind, I have so many dreams. Like, and it's so. And when I dream, I can see. I can see in my dream. I'm never blind. I can see. So it's so weird that now that I'm blind, I have dreams almost every other night. Whether they're nightmares or whether they're regular dreams, like okay dreams, I have dreams now. But before I didn't go blind, I didn't have dreams.
Yeah.
That's what, I guess it's because I'm picturing the people and the things in my mind, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't want to get too deep here. But, you know, everybody has a third eye. It's your I'm pronouncing it wrong. Your pineal gland. So once you activate that, because you're not visually taking in things, maybe you're using your, that's what they call your inner vision.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. I'm smart.
Yeah, you are. You know, Virgos are very smart. Like, you guys are
no,
very
I'm just playing.
Smart.
I'm
yeah, no, seriously, like,
but
you guys
no,
are the researchers. Like, y'all are very smart. Cause I do day. I'm smart, but I do daydream.
What is this? What? Okay, so, other than that, where are we at? We're 6:30. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So, do you have any fun plans coming up? Any events that you want to go to?
Okay, I was about to talk about that. So, okay, I'm going to put out, like, a little wish list of people that I want to get to my podcast now.
Okay.
Now. And you know who you are.
No, say it.
And I'm going to make a video.
All right. Live?
Listen, you guys need to get on Blended After Dark now. Okay. Be Heard.
I know you're about to say it first.
Soulja Roy, you.
Ooh.
Bring D-Lo, because we don't like you that much.
Oh. like your granddad said, I love D-Lo, not you.
But no, for real. You and D-Lo come through. I really want to interview y'all, man, because y'all making me feel
and I
old.
Love D-Lo's miniseries.
And yeah, and keep it. And,
I mean, it's YouTube.
Yeah, and look at Keep It on the D-Lo. She got 3 episodes already. Like,
it's like a
dope.
Comedy. It's funny as heck.
And any other podcasters that want to collab, I want to collab with people. Like, I want to do a lot of collabs just to have conversations and, you know, bridge gaps and do things like that. So,
Or if you're a YouTuber or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, if you're a YouTuber, you're not here, you can call in during a show. We can have, you know, conversations or topics. How I work is I usually just send you, like, lightly where my head is going or what I'm planning on doing, or if I'm just doing a free show like I'm doing right now and I want you to bring the topics, whatever, we can work it out. Like I said, I'm mostly on Instagram because Facebook is for old people. And that was stupid. Okay, because Facebook is for people who don't know how to use Instagram. So again, just...
not necessarily, because what's stupid, like we were talking about before, like like me, like visually impaired people, they're not. It's not equipped for some people either. Instagram isn't.
I mean, because it's just pictures.
Yeah.
But seriously, get into my inbox at L_SEL_PRESIDENTINDKLX. See, you thought you was going to throw me off by spelling stuff. I keep telling you I was a spelling bee champion.
You were a lot of things.
I was in my past life. And also, Shalane Goss over there in Fairfield, California. Call in, man. Like
her, like she, what does she make a?
She has an EP.
Yeah, EP. I'm sorry. It's dope. It is.
It's very, very dope. She's an LGBT artist. I don't think she wants that connected to her, but because you don't get that feeling. I won't connect it to her because you don't get that from her music. Because
some LGBT artists, whether they rap
okay,
or
we don't have to talk
just,
about that.
They just, it's too much. But she dope, though. Like,
she's an actual songwriter. It's not really about the sex of the person.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, general things that everybody can relate to. Love, not feeling like you're good enough for a person, not feeling like you're good enough for yourself, you know, things of that nature. I got to pre-listen to her album a couple of weeks ago.
Are you
going
to use one of her songs for your intro?
Yes, I will use it on my next episode if she gives me permission, because that's how things work. You can stream this. You can stream Shalane Goss, The Search only on Spotify and Tidal. Woo-woo, Spotify, Tidal. But not for Spotify, but woo-woo for Tidal. Because I love Jay-Z. he my hubby in my mind.
Camel.
Anyway, so
he's
this
brilliant.
Has been me and Blended After Dark. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in.
Yes, and it was just great doing your show with me again, right?
Well, next Sunday, this will not be happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't want me on your show?
You have guests.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. I don't have any guests coming up.
You got a secret guest.
No, just say I don't want you on my show anymore. Just say that.
Just, okay, anyway. Hello.
You know what?
But for real, you have secret things coming up.
No, I don't.
Can you just stop saying that? We actually do. If you'll be quiet, I can tell you.
Tell me what I...
Not
me.
On here. Anyway, bye. Bye. Thank you, guys.
This
I'm
was
Mickey
what?
Mack.
Say it like Keith Sweat.
This is Blooded After Dark. Thank you for tuning in.
And this was Millie Mills. Peace.